Let's cross to London now, where the British government is referring a bid by Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation for control of BSkyB to the competition watchdog. Today, more phone hacking allegations have been levelled against journalists working for News International. That's the British arm of Rupert Murdoch's news empire. The company's been accused of obtaining the phone numbers of British royals by bribing their police bodyguards. And journalists working for the Sunday Times newspaper have now been accused of targeting Britain's former Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who may have had his phone and his medical records hacked. Lord David Putnam, film producer and these days a Labour member of the British House of Lords, has been following this scandal closely, and he joins you from a motorway near London now. Lord Putnam, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. I'm not often hanging around motorway service stations, but here I am.
Good on you. David Putnam, do you support the Prime Minister's decision to send the Murdoch bid for BSkyB off to the competition watchdog?
Well, in effect, News Corp and Murdoch have forced the government's hand by withdrawing the undertakings they've made for previously. The government really has no alternative but to now submit it to the Competition Commission. Now, that raises a whole set of other issues, because the Competition Commission at the moment is quite constricted by the way they can actually look at the bid. My own guess is that this whole thing is, in a sense, turning into a bit of a charade. I think the government are in a mood now, and the government, the opposition, both jointly are in a mood now, that if necessary, I think they'd be prepared to change the law to make sure that this merger does not occur.
Just sticking with the charade, why do you think that Rupert Murdoch forced his hand? Is that because putting it in the hands of the competition watchdog takes the heat out of the issue for a while, for at least 6 months, and takes it, importantly, out of the political arena?
Well, it does two things. First of all, it certainly does that, and you put your finger on it. But the other thing it does is it moves it away from the issue of plurality, media plurality. Murdoch, as you know, has already closed down the News of the World. He's muttering about the possibility of closing down other newspapers. And what becomes, I think, really obvious is, if necessary, I think he's all but prepared to scrap the newspaper empire, which is not that profitable, if he can force through this merger, which potentially is colossally profitable to him. My guess is that the public has spoken, and it would take a very, very, very bold government to fly in the face of what is clearly an overwhelming public opinion.
When you look at the comments made by the Culture Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, when he sent it off to the Office of Competition, Ofcom, and the Office of Fair Trading, he's asked for new advice from regulators on whether he should still trust any promises made by News Corp as part of a BSkyB takeover, and asked them to think about the credibility, sustainability, or practicalities of the undertakings by News Corporation. That's fairly loaded negative language, isn't it?
It's very loaded negative language. On the other hand, in fairness, if you live in this country and as old as I am, Rupert Murdoch's history of fulfilling undertakings and keeping promises is very bad. And I think that is going to weigh very greatly in the balance against him.
Some politicians are just calling simply for Rupert Murdoch to do the right thing and withdraw the bid. The Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, last night said that Rupert Murdoch should, quote, do the decent thing and drop his attempt to buy BSkyB.
My own view is, and it's not necessarily the most informed view in the world, at the moment he has 39.9% of BSkyB. I think if he doesn't withdraw his bid, over time he will be reduced to 29.9, which is a non-controlling interest. And what will happen in the newspapers, I don't know. But I think that would be such a catastrophic defeat for Murdoch, that's what he's now gambling with. Now, of course, it washes over to Australia as well. Sooner or later, you will go through something of the same catharsis. The idea that Rupert Murdoch will be able to hold the entire Australian political establishment in thrall for another decade is a fantasy. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Australian politicians react to this.
Well, just staying with the British scene, though, who would force Murdoch to reduce his ownership of BSkyB to 29.9%? Would that be the government? Is this in the hands of the Culture Secretary, Jeremy Hunt?
Theoretically, the Competition Commission could. The Competition Commission decided that Murdoch's controlling interest, so-called controlling interest, was unhealthy. In theory, they could certainly force him back to a non-controlling interest, which would be judged in Britain at 29.9%.
Before this all broke into quite the storm it is, the culture minister had received, I think it was 100,000, is that right, submissions about News
Corp? Almost 200,000.
For News Corp's bid for B-Sky B. Majority of them, as I understand it, opposed to the bid. That was before all this happened. Do you think the government would, and the government at that stage was reportedly predisposed to support News Corp's full takeover. If the B-Sky bid was successful for News, how do you think the British public will react?
I think there'd be outrage. I don't think, to be honest, Fran, I don't think it's of any kind of running possibility at the moment. I think that possibility only exists in the minds of a very, very few small cohort of News Corp executives. I just know what the power of public opinion is, and it would move from being very angry to being utterly inflamed.
The news is getting, well, the story is getting worse and worse for the reality for Rupert Murdoch and his News Corporation, because it's now not just News of the World, and it's now not just whether he'll get to own B-Sky B. There's also reports in the Guardian newspaper, which is not owned by News, suggesting that Sunday Times, news reporters working for Sunday Times, perhaps hacked the banking accounts and the medical records of Gordon Brown, who was then Chancellor. These are allegations, no proof at the time, but it would be very dangerous for Rupert Murdoch's newspaper empire in Britain if this is proven.
I think it would be very dangerous, but far and away for me, and again, I'm an observer on this, the biggest and most dangerous allegation for them is the security officers with the Queen, and the fact that they were giving information or selling information to News Corp. That, I think, is going to be the one that will explode, because the implications that senior executives at News Corp knew that this was going on, the security implications for this country are colossal. That I would imagine, would be the thing that would trigger, I think, quite a lot of people end up going to jail. In fact, I've no doubt about it.
And we keep hearing reports of news executives reportedly about to be arrested, about to be charged, about to be jailed. It hasn't happened yet, has it?
No. In fairness, I know some of the very senior cops. They're in no particular rush. Their view, I think, at the moment is that the way they're playing it, an awful lot of people are beginning to talk. The more that people talk, the more information they gather, and I think they're playing it long. And actually, I probably think from the point of view of this type of investigation, they're doing the right thing. There's a very, very fine woman who's running it, Sue Akers, who's getting tremendous plaudits for the way that she's sticking with this.
All right, David Putnam, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Dave Putnam is a British Lord, a member of the British House of Lords, and British MPs are due to hold an emergency debate on Wednesday on the News of the World hacking scandal. That debate is still scheduled, though it's not expected to end in any particular vote.